You Can Relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger.
Hi, Colleen Ballinger.
What's your name, sir?
What's in a name?
People always want you to introduce yourself, Lovey.
They do?
Yeah.
I'm Eric. Hi.
This is Eric. You're the best.
People. What people?
What people? I want to hear your relax today.
Okay, I want to give one.
Yes.
I would love to tell you, but first I have to start off with I'm going to call it a correction department. I don't know.
Okay.
Something. After last week's episode, I got a text from my father.
Oh, okay.
Who has a PhD in bone studies from UConn and lived in Alaska for a number of years.
A genius man.
And he texted us both, narwhals and elephants grow out their second incisor for tusks. One for narwhals, two for elephants.
I know. He's a genius.
He said,
how do you know that?
Narwhals are cool. And then he signed it, Dad.
He always signs his texts.
I aspire to this. I think at some point I will transition into sending texts and then signing them, Dad.
I hope that you do. It makes me happy every time. He's a genius.
Yeah. To which you replied, narwhals aren't real. And then he replied, thumbs up emoji, a smiley face with sunglasses emoji.
Always. That's like whenever
that's
I see that emoji
off.
Now,
that's
I think of your dad.
That's him.
I love your dad so much. He's one of those people where like literally you could talk about anything on the planet and he would know every detail about it. Like he's the smartest man. Like I remember you telling me about your dad for the first time and you're like, my dad's like super smart. He's like the smartest guy ever. And I was like, oh, it's so awesome. He loves and admires his father. Like everyone thinks that about their dad, you know, their dad's like the coolest, not everyone, but a lot of people like who admire their father think that he's the smartest, best person ever.
He's intimidatingly smart. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, I was just thought, oh, that's what people say about their dads. Then I met your dad and I was like, oh no, he like literally actually is the smartest person on the planet. Like he knows everything. About everything.
He's like an academic of life. Like he's a learner. He reads books
brilliant.
And he learns things because he wants to. But he knew that about narwhals. And so just to correct us from last episode where I think we both thought they were not real animals.
Yeah.
Apparently they are. And he even gave an explanation as to why they have the tusk. It's an incisor, apparently.
Well, my relax was that they are real. It wasn't that they are not.
Oh, what?
Do you remember?
I was here. We had the conversation.
I was saying that I used to think they weren't real. And then I found out that they were real. And
I left that conversation questioning the reality of a narwhal.
The whole point of my relax last week was that I couldn't believe that they were real, that I found out they were real.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I was paying attention.
You were not.
I was looking at you, hearing your words. Responding.
See, now I know why you didn't have a big reaction. Remember, I was like, I can't believe you're not having a bigger reaction to this. You're like, yeah, I don't know.
My reaction was one of, I was uncertain. I didn't know that if they
but
were
I was
real
telling you
or not.
That they were real.
I guess I didn't believe you.
Well, okay. Anyway.
But I believe my father.
I do too. I would believe your father over me on any topic on the planet always. So I understand.
Sure. I just thought that text exchange was really funny.
It's fabulous. What's your relax this week, Lovey?
I think he's our biggest fan of this podcast.
He might be.
I wanted to talk about, we've been together for a while. We know each other well, intimately, some would say. And there was this really interesting thing that happened that I found out about you deep into this relationship.
I'm scared.
When I bought a jar of chunky peanut butter.
Oh, yes.
And I did this. I went to the grocery store and I was like, I know Colleen only eats creamy peanut butter. So what I'm going to, but I know I like chunky peanut butter. So I will buy.
No, it was
I will
the
buy,
other way around. I don't want to interrupt you, but I was the one who bought the chunky peanut butter.
Oh, that is
it
true.
Was me. Oh. I bought it. And I was like, where did it go?
A fair interruption.
Sorry to interrupt you, but yeah, you were telling the story a little bit backwards.
I did. Okay. So there was a jar of chunky peanut butter and I saw this jar and I was like, oh, of course I bought this.
Yes.
I assumed that I must have bought it because I, for 6 years, have assumed that you like creamy peanut butter and is the only peanut butter that I have bought and that we have consumed as a couple for that amount of time. And so I saw it and I was like, of course I bought this and I bought it for myself. And this is my own private chunky peanut butter because Colleen hates chunky peanut butter. And I proceeded to eat it all.
Yeah.
In 2 days, a small jar, like a small, Smaller.
It was a regular size jar. It just wasn't the jumbo one.
It wasn't a jumbo jar of crunchy peanut butter. And I consumed it in a couple of days. And I was like patting myself on the back for like, you know, standing up for myself. What's the word I'm looking for? Advocating for myself as
eating as someone who likes that you did not
like
buy.
Chunky peanut butter to like no longer like, you know, assimilate to you liking creamy peanut butter, like in our family, you know, that I stood up for myself and I was like, yeah, I'm
by
so proud.
Eating mine.
Well, then then how did the conversation come about that it was yours?
I remember because it was such a shocking conversation. Mm-hmm. I said to you, did you eat all of my peanut butter? Because I was so excited to make myself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich,
a crunchy
because I never do. Cause we never buy crunchy peanut butter because no one in our family likes it.
Half a decade.
And so
plus.
I went to make myself my second, I had made one peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And a couple of days later went to make myself another one and it was gone.
Sure.
And so I went and I said, did you eat all my chunky peanut butter? Mm. And you were like, I thought that was mine.
Right.
And I was like, that was mine. I bought it. And you're like, oh, what? I thought I bought it. You don't like chunky peanut butter. I was like, you don't like chunky peanut butter. You're like, I don't like creamy peanut butter. And I said, I don't like creamy peanut butter.
And it was that moment that we both realized that we both like chunky peanut butter, but it had never come up.
No.
And I think we're both just being nice to the other person.
Just always eating
being
creamy.
Like, well, they like creamy. I'll get creamy.
It was, I think, one of the most passionate conversations we had had in months at that point. Like life had been wild and somber, I guess. And so it was like, it's burned in my memory, that conversation, because it was so funny how excited we both got. Like we were both like screaming.
Right. Screaming.
You're like, you like chunky peanut butter? Like I was like, yes, what? It was very exciting. Now I will say, I understand why, you were under the impression that I like smooth, because I do think that there is a necessary time and place for smooth peanut butter, and I've gone in waves. Sometimes I'm like, I prefer smooth.
Okay.
And I cook with smooth. Like I bake, if I make peanut butter cookies or like my peanut butter, butterscotch chocolate things, I use smooth peanut butter, creamy, I guess.
I didn't realize you were baking so much.
And our kids like the creamy.
They do. Yeah.
And so it just made more sense that we'd always have creamy. And I used, you know, there's things I want creamy for.
Uh-huh.
Like if I'm going to have a celery stick with some peanut butter in it once a year, I crave that.
You're saying there's a time and a place.
There's time and a place for smooth.
Sure.
But like in a peanut butter and jelly, I want it to be crunchy.
There's a time and a place for crunchy as well.
Can I tell my favorite part about that story?
I think you are.
No, I didn't tell it yet.
Okay.
You were so cute that when you realized we both like chunky peanut butter, I think you bought every kind of chunky peanut butter that has ever been created.
Yeah, I went to a grocery store and I bought 5 different jars of crunchy peanut butter after the next day after I found that out about you, about us as a couple.
I think we're still trying to finish the peanut butter.
There's still one. I think there's still, no, yeah, there's 2 more chunkies in there.
Love it.
We're going through it though. It's a weird thing. You know, I feel like this is good advice for any, I assume there's lots of couples listening to this podcast. you know, ask your partner their feelings on peanut butter, crunchy or smooth. Cause you just might find, it should be a first date question for sure.
Yeah. It's important to know these
things. I think it's one of the most important things.
Okay.
As a couple.
Well, I think that's a great relax.
And in marriage and as a co-parent.
I had written that down as something to talk about on Relax when it had happened, but it happened so long ago. I kind of let go of that one, but I appreciate you bringing it up.
I didn't let go.
I'm glad.
I'm holding on. Well, and I'm still buying. There is a peanut butter in the world that's called Super Chunk.
Oh yeah, we have
it. And I bought the big one.
Yeah, we have.
Because I love you. And it meant a lot to me that we shared that in common.
Yeah, me too.
Uh-huh.
My relax, who needs relax, is more current.
Okay.
And in fact, I had a few different ideas of who I felt or what I felt needed to relax this week. But then something happened tonight that I was like, oh, I want to use that. And you know what it is. Maisie tonight said something so cute. You get to a point as a parent where you realize your children don't know your real name. You know, once they're toddlers, you're like, oh, does my kid know that I have a real name that's not Mama?
Right.
And I guess you had thought about that tonight. And so you told Maisie that your name was Eric.
Yes.
And I wasn't in the room at that point. And so when I came in the room, you asked Maisie, hey, tell Mama, what's my name? And she said, Carrot.
Carrot, yeah.
So she got it, like, flipped it backwards.
How?
Because of the K. It was like Eric, K, carrot. Like she had like switched it.
I think just phonetically, it sounded
similar. It sounded, sure, maybe.
Yeah, but maybe she.
I don't know. I thought she flipped it. Maybe it was a dyslexia type of thing. I don't know. I'm not diagnosing her. I'm just, anyway, doesn't matter. I thought it was very cute. My obsession with how she says our names is what needs to relax because I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I thought it was so cute.
Yeah.
And every time you ask her what's daddy's name, she says carrot.
Yeah.
And then
Eric,
so.
Eric, carrot. It sounds similar.
Yeah, it does sound similar. And then Eric asked her what my name was and she just looked at me like, what? I don't know.
Brian, like, mama.
And then I said, my name's Colleen. I said Colleen, which is very
weird that you,
I did say
yeah,
that, didn't
you
I?
Did the,
because I always introduce myself as Colleen because people, whenever I say Colleen, people are like, what? But I don't know why I did that to Maisie. Like as if she'd be like, why do you pronounce your name so
yeah,
weird?
Yeah, that was very.
Why did I do that?
Anyway, I feel like it showed like a deep insecurity.
It's just like, ugh, I don't have to explain it over and over again that my name's Colleen. Like,
I don't mean that you're insecure about your name, but like there's an issue. There's something going on there. I don't know.
I love that it's Colleen and not Colleen. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
CBT that. I don't know.
So CBT that.
Yeah, bring it, like that's something to bring up with your
my
cognitive
CBT
behavioral therapist.
Okay, anyway. So I said, my name is Colleen. Uh-huh. And she said, so then I said, what's my name? And she said, Carlita. Because I think it was the closest thing she could think of to Colleen that she knew what it was.
Because you didn't say Colleen, you said Colleen.
Yeah, Carlita. Which is the car in Gabby's Dollhouse and she loves Gabby's Dollhouse. So
I think our audience knows who Carlita is. It's the purple car in Gabby's Dollhouse.
So yeah.
Netflix.
So she calls me Carlita and she also calls me, I don't think I've talked about this online because you know, I was offline for a while last year and she had a phase where she was very interested in and obsessed with my character Miranda and she does not say Miranda. For always Mm-mm. and forever. I don't know if I've ever talked, I don't know if I said this back in the day or not in the vlogs, but there was a big chunk of time where she was obsessed with Miranda and she called Miranda Dabanya.
Still is, yeah.
Yeah, Dabanya.
Uh-huh.
She has a great Miranda impression,
She does a great
actually.
Miranda impression, yeah.
Anyway,
Dabanya impression, yeah.
So she calls Eric Carrot, she calls me Carlita, and she calls Miranda Dabanya.
Yeah.
And my obsession with her pronouncing her name is because it's I'm obsessed.
That was it. I like that you went with the current one that happened to us tonight. Mm-hmm. And I'm very into being carrot.
I love that for you.
What is my favorite cake?
Mm. Carrot cake.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of peanut butter and sandwiches, I need to switch gears back to the peanut butter topic because
sure,
the next thing we need to discuss is about sandwiches. So basically I showed you this like meme thing that was viral, I think a long time ago, but it's a picture of a sandwich. We'll put it on the screen if you guys are watching the podcast episode, but it's a picture of a sandwich and there's three potential like bite locations next, A, B, and C. A is like, so the sandwich looks like half eaten essentially. I'm trying to explain this for the listener out there. It's like half eaten sandwich. And there's like a center portion of the sandwich that you could eat that has like all the goodies in it. There's the A side of the sandwich, which is like, just like kind of a corner. And it's A is like kind of whatever, B is like the center and C is like, doesn't look like there's much in it, but it's like a chunk all by itself, like a puzzle piece.
Okay.
Peninsula, if you will, of sandwich bread.
I can picture it. Yeah.
So I showed this to Eric a few days ago and he said, stop it. Don't say another word. We must discuss this on the podcast. And I was so excited because I have a passionate opinion on this. So this has divided the internet in the past, not recently, but
it's not a new thing.
I don't know. I don't think so. I've seen
this, you said
this
to me the other day. I mean,
so which one is your next bite? Like of A, B, and C here?
I guess it depends on my mood. But you said there is a right answer.
There is 100% a right answer. It says you're eating a bomb sandwich. Which piece are you biting next?
For sure, I'm going C.
Oh, thank God. You are my soul mate. Stupid. It is C. And why is it C, lovey?
Get it out of here.
Get it out of here.
Get it out of here.
You got to save the best for last.
Yeah,
get it out of here.
Yeah, get it out of here.
Like,
what, am I going to save C? I'm going to mess with A. I'm not going to ruin B. Yeah,
right.
No way.
No, I'm going C.
C,
you eat around until the B's you want as close to the end as possible.
Yeah. I mean, obviously can't be the end.
No, it can't be the end, but it like C's like, close to the end, yeah. It's like C's like disappointing to even look at. Like, so hurry up, get it over.
C is like a corner. Like it's like a leftover corner like, bite of sandwich.
Yeah, yeah. With it. It's mostly crust. It doesn't look like there's much innards.
Am I correct as what also what other people said too?
I'm pretty sure it is what everyone else was saying. Uh-huh. I can't find the original like TikTok or whatever that I had sent you.
Okay.
But wait, maybe it's right here. Let's see what the internet masses have said. If you choose B, you're impatient. A, you're crazy. C is the only right answer is what he said. Yeah. And everyone in the comments is like, yeah, it's C.
I'm glad I didn't get that wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. I would have been very surprised. Something else I want to discuss with you that was, you know, people are talking about a little bit on the interwebs for a while. It was months ago, but we're behind. It's fine. Do you know what girl math is? I've been wanting to talk to you about this for a long time.
Girl math?
Yeah. Have you heard of girl math?
No.
You haven't?
No.
I'm so excited to talk to you about girl math because I feel like I see a lot of girls talking to their boyfriends or husbands or dads about girl math. And the guys are like, what? And every time I watch one, I'm like, I know your reaction and I know you're going to understand.
Okay.
Okay. So this is girl math. Okay. These are, I just picked some of my favorites that I've heard people say. So girl math is this. If you pay for something in cash, it's free. Doesn't count.
What am I supposed to say?
Do you agree? Or do you think that's insane?
If you're paying for it in cash, that money was already gone.
Exactly.
Anyways, yeah. So
I knew you would understand. Yeah, I knew this would be your reaction.
You're playing with house money at that point.
Like, yeah. Okay.
It's already gone. Yeah. Isn't that what cash is nowadays?
Yes, cash is just like when I, yeah, it's free.
I honestly like I don't take out cash.
No, neither do I.
That often at all.
Right.
And so when I have it, I'm like, oh, it's just like silly. I mean, right. Not, I mean, money obviously like means a lot, but like,
of course.
You know,
but for some reason,
I understand
it
the value
register.
Of a dollar and
your
but
bank
like,
account number doesn't go down if you have like
right.
cash.
Yeah. You know so it's already out. So like, it's yeah. Goes
so
pretty
more
quickly.
Girl math, avoiding shipping costs by like buying more. Like if I'm about to check out and it's like, if you buy up to $60 worth of merchandise or whatever, you get the shipping's free. If you spend $100 at our store, shipping is free.
Sure.
If I have like $70 worth of stuff in my cart, but if I get to 100, then shipping is free. Like,
yeah,
I got to get to 100.
No.
No, you disagree with that
scam.
One. Scam. Okay. That's
well,
fair.
Then, I mean, you're essentially like, there are business entrepreneur majors in college who then went to like work for some corporation that are like, oh, if we get them to do this, then we can get this.
Yeah, well,
much.
It works on me.
But yeah. So like, so you're falling for a business model that prides itself on being like, well, we could give them free shipping cause we can afford it and we could, or we could set this limit and make them pay more. Yeah. So I mean,
yeah,
like,
totally.
So I don't fall victim to that.
But I also have a problem where like, I cannot buy something online. Like I can't just get one item. Like if I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, actually, like if I'm buying something online, like if I want, like if I'm like shopping for clothes or something, if I only have a shirt in my shopping cart, I'm like, not worth it. And I'll leave.
See that I'm fine with,
I won't do that.
I'm not okay with that is if I order food, like from like one of those like food apps where they deliver it.
Yeah. To make it worth it.
Yeah. Like if I'm like with all the kids in the morning, and I can't like go get a coffee, but I desperately need a coffee. I can't just order a coffee. I like would look insane. So I'll order something else. So that like, and it's not for any like a monetary reason. It's literally just for the person that's delivering it, not to think that I'm weird.
Yeah.
And like sometimes if I do that for like, a lunch or a dinner, I'll order, like I'm just hungry. I'm just one person. I want a like sandwich, let's say, or a salad. I'll order two. And in the back of my head, I'll be like, well, cause maybe I'll like, won't like that one. And maybe I'll like the other, or I'll take bites of both or whatever. But mostly it's because like, I think it's weird that I have this.
Yeah.
DoorDash Uber Eats person delivering
like
a singular sandwich or singular salad. Yeah. That I'm insecure about it.
That
essentially.
Judge
yeah.
You about
so,
it
that, so I do that, but I don't put more things in the cart for free shipping from.
I don't go like crazy with it, but like if there's anyway, that's that
but
one's not
say
that
site
big.
Wide. If you buy up $100, you get free shipping, and it's like yeah, or you just wanted one thing and it's $24 and you have to pay $5 shipping. Like it doesn't make sense to go up to.
Well, yeah, no, not $5 shipping.
That's girl math.
No. Here's more. If you return something at a store, free money. Like if you return, like you buy a shirt, you don't like it and you return it, you get money
it's
back.
It's almost weird that like, they're like, would you like store credit or money back? It's like, no, it's all free. So like whichever.
Yeah. Like yeah, a free, whatever. Free, like, you almost want to be
like,
store,
you or? Almost want to be like, whatever you want. Like you're going to give me a card, like a gift card that's free money, or you're going to put money back.
See, in my bank account that I've already
spent. Like, yeah, this is all, if I buy something that I return, yeah, it's all.
Okay.
What else you got?
Okay. Taylor Swift tickets are very expensive.
Girl
as you
math,
know.
For sure.
But
they're essentially free, right?
Well, if I buy Taylor Swift tickets for like a year from now or for like next summer, mm-hmm. or not next summer, I guess it's this summer.
Does that
now.
Make them free? No, it doesn't. Love.
No, it doesn't make them free right now. But by the time the concert happens,
I never look directly into camera free. And I am just beaming into it now to be like, no, love, if you buy Taylor Swift tickets, I mean, go for it. I mean, you deserve it. And like,
they're so expensive. I don't think I'm going to do it.
But I go for it. I'm all in favor. Go.
I'm just saying that by like, okay, so she goes just to go. She's going to Vancouver in December, which she knows like my favorite city in the world. Okay. Yes. That's basically a year away, 11 months away. If I buy them now, by the time the show happens, it'll feel like it's free.
Yeah. I was on board with all the other ones, but this, yeah. No, I mean, I feel like that there's also travel, hotel.
You know what? I take it. I'll take it because I knew in my heart you would love and accept all the other ones. So like, I'm fine with you not getting them.
No, don't say that because I have said as this whole tour has been going on and how much, her music has like meant mm-hmm. to you spiritually, emotionally. Mm-hmm. You have to say, go. I support.
Oh, of course. Yeah. No. You're not saying I shouldn't go. You're just disagreeing that it's free if I buy
it's
it now.
Certainly not.
Yeah. No, you're not saying don't go. You're just saying like, that's not, that one doesn't work.
Yeah. But I totally think I'm all for it. You know?
So like if you were to book a vacation, which you wouldn't do a year in advance, but like, let's pretend you were the type of person. Who would book a trip somewhere like in a year and you paid for it in advance. Like by the time you got there, you wouldn't feel like it was free. If you'd already paid for it.
A vacation. No. Well, because there's all like the, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, obviously I know none of these things are actually free. It's just like this weird concept.
If you get a hotel, like the extra charges, if you get an Airbnb, like the way it like, you know, where it looks on the app and then when you pay for it in person, like no, like so like, and then all the travel and that, no, so a trip, no. A concert, if you buy a ticket, it's kind of unheard of, you know what I mean, those kind of prices. Like it's not anything that I ever paid for any concert that I ever went to. It's mm-hmm. different. Sporting event, it's kind of relative, but I mean even still, like I've never been to any like kind of extreme upper tier kind of one, so I've never been to anything like that. The most I've ever spent on like a concert ticket, like $100, I think, you know?
Yeah.
I remember like going to a lot of like, cause I was into like ska and punk when I was in like high school, like junior, like it was $5 at the door free. You know what I mean? That kind of a thing. So it's strange to me that, and I know they're not in control of it. I'm not blaming her.
Yeah. No, scalpers. Well, anyway, I appreciate you agreeing with a lot of the girl math stuff. I knew you would.
Lions playoffs tickets are like the most expensive like football tickets in history at this point.
Yeah, I know.
People are so because supply and demand, right? Yeah,
I know.
I guess that's what it is.
Look at scalpers. I'm supporting football today.
You have an NFL logo sweatshirt on that just says Taylor Swift instead of NFL, and I fully support that.
It says Taylor's version.
Oh, sorry.
Taylor's version. Do you know what that means?
The NFL, but Taylor's version.
Do you know what Taylor's version means?
That's because she lost the rights to her music and then she put out the same songs but in a different way, and so she could regain the rights.
Yeah, so she's re-recording all her albums.
Yeah, so I did.
That's good. You know what You're welcome.
I know Girl Math and I know what Taylor's version.
There's one other thing that I don't know if there's something you wanted to talk about, but there's one other thing I really wanted to talk about with you today, just briefly. This is a quick one.
Yep. I mean, just have other relaxes, but like they're not.
Oh, you have so many more relaxes. I'm so excited.
I'm
going to
keep in a note section in my,
I know it's hard. There's so many things to talk about. Okay. This one's really quick. So this one just kind of blew my mind and I actually have not fact checked this at all. So I don't know if this is even true or what's the deal, but I saw something somewhere that said like, it's like some cup of noodles ad, you know, like ramen noodles. I started to talk to you about this the other day. That was like, we're working on making a microwavable cup, or finally the cup is microwavable or something like that.
You did mention this. Yeah.
And I am so confused. Like, who is not microwaving that cup? Like, when you get a cup of noodles, like of ramen noodles, are people just like boiling water on a kettle like a colonial woman and then pouring it into that cup? Like, aren't we all microwaving that cup?
I don't know that I'm on your side for this.
What?
Well, because
you were
the
other day when I brought this up.
I think it was just being a supportive husband because
Who doesn't microwave that cup?
I don't buy that product, nor do I make it.
But you have to admit that you're shocked that that is not a microwavable cup.
I feel like I can think, count on one hand the amount of times I've had a cup of noodles, and I've definitely made it in the cup. I feel like there's even a fill line. Is there a fill line on the cup?
Yes.
I think that's important to your query here is if there is a fill line, but then also a disclaimer, do not use this cup. What's wrong with the cup?
I don't know.
It's not microwavable?
I don't know.
You didn't bring the facts?
I said I didn't fact check this. Okay. Cup of noodles finally got the change we've been waiting 50 years for. Microwavable cup noodles are finally here. What?
This is breaking news.
This is November 2023. This came out.
Never mind. It's not breaking news.
What are you talking about? What? Okay. Why is it not recommended to microwave cup noodles? I can't believe this is... Is this universal? Does everyone know that we're not supposed to be microwaving these cups?
I honestly, based off of my understanding from listening to you on this podcast, do not understand and feel no way about it. Because you've given me no factual... I don't know what we're talking about.
Apparently it says...
The cup's bad for microwaves?
It says do not microwave on the cup. And I never knew it.
A cup of noodles, where is there a fill line on it?
I'm pretty sure.
But you're not... Sure.
Styrofoam and other polystyrene containers can safely be used in microwave. Just follow the same rule you follow for using other plastic containers in microwave. Check the label. And the label says don't microwave.
How funny.
I don't know. I don't understand. I feel like I need other people to tell me. I feel like
instant noodles play more of a role in your life than they do mine. I don't eat them.
Oh my God,
them.
I lived on them in college.
As much as I know about them is that like you would get them for like food drives because you could buy them in bulk. You know what I mean?
I remember.
But you do eat them and you eat them raw. You eat ramen. You'll open up ramen and eat it raw.
I prefer
it cooked.
Which
also you're probably not supposed to do.
I prefer it cooked,
but
like.
You eat it as a crunchy snack.
Yeah. It's delicious. You crunch it up, you smush it up in the bag and you pour the packet into the bag and shake it up.
Just dry and hard.
Shake it up. Yeah, and it's delicious, sodium-y
so uncomfortable.
Snack.
No.
And I ate that all through high school and in college, like cup of noodles and top ramen noodles. I never really got the cup one as much as I got like, because the cup of noodles usually had like some weird freeze-dried peas in it, which like, get that out of there. No one wants that. Like, you know, I'd like the bag of the block of noodles, you know?
Yeah, we know what that is.
The brick. And that's the one I would like crunch up and like shake it and whatever.
I didn't accuse you of eating cup of noodles raw.
Well, it's kind of the same thing, isn't it? I mean, it's essentially the same thing, but
maybe close.
I ate it the other day. It's delicious and it's so cheap. That's why it was like the cheapest meal like ever in college and I had no money. So like,
I think it's the only food that's
10
like,
cents
that's like cents
for the thingy.
Yeah.
Like for a whole bag of it. I want it right now. Honestly, I'm going to make it when we're done podcasting. It sounds delicious. I hope we have some.
I made it for you 2 days ago.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, those are just some of the things I wanted to talk about. I know this episode's about nothing, but is our podcast ever anything other than being about nothing? What I need to hear one. Do we have time? I don't know. Do you want to talk about one of your relaxes?
I can. Yeah.
I want to hear about another one. If you have multiples, they're usually to make fun of me, which I'm sure people would love. So typically yours are just making fun of me in some fashion, which I appreciate.
I have a problem.
Okay.
And we can end here.
Oh, that's it. Goodbye.
Funny. Books.
Okay.
Do you think books listen to this podcast?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, are there any books listening? Cause I got a problem with you books.
Like authors of books or just the inanimate object?
What do you mean?
Books. Yeah.
Cause they write them authors. Authors. If you're listening, Introductions.
Ugh, get out of here with those.
Relax.
I'm not going to read it.
I got your book. I bought it. And I'm like, it's already like, okay, I'm turning the page and we get it. This is your publisher. We get it. This is your title. And then there's 20 pages I have to read before I get to the book.
No, just say chapter one if you think it's important.
The amount of introductions I've half read and then been like, nah.
I don't
like,
even half read them.
I just can't even. And sometimes it's like you can't really skip an introduction because they put enough in there to where you have to read it to then you're just jumping off in the first chapter. I bought a self-help book and the introduction was 30 pages and thick. Like, I mean, like we're
was
talking like Times Roman numeral, like eight, like little letters, so much. And I was like, okay, I get it. And it just seemed so much like that when you look up a recipe online and then instead of just saying the ingredients and how to cook it, they tell this whole story. It's like, can we just, we're already here.
Yeah.
What are you showing off? We're already here. I feel like that's redundant. And a lot of people say that about that kind of thing. Yeah. We're looking at recipes online, but like books and introductions.
Yeah, I feel that.
We go acknowledgements. I get it. You're grateful. You have gratitude. There's people you want to acknowledge. And then it's like, but the introductions, the first chat is just the beginning of, it's the beginning of the book.
Let me tell you something, authors. If you title your introduction chapter one, I'll read it.
Yeah.
If you title it introduction, skip it. I'm not reading a word. I'm not reading a word.
It's not that one. I'll pick up this. This is a book I recently bought.
Okay.
That I haven't even opened yet. This is a new book. That?
Oh, okay.
I'm just wondering.
It's a. Is there an introduction?
It says editor's introduction. So it's not even the author's introduction. I've got here. Hold. Can you hold my microphone?
Sure.
This is crazy. I don't know if you can see the girth. I don't know if you can see the girth.
Show it in your camera.
But this, all of this, look how thick this book already is. All of this is an introduction. And I'm not kidding. I laughed when you heard me laugh. It's because then a preface starts. This book is crazy. This is like 40 pages of introduction and then a preface.
That's too
much.
And
then I'm going to start reading 1,037 pages of the annotated memoirs of Ulysses S. Grant. I mean,
I love you.
I bought this book. This is not, I will never on my life, I will never read this book that I wanted to read, that I was kind of interested in.
You just ripped the cover off and it reminded me of how if Flynn were here, Flynn's Relax would be, book shields, book covers. What are those called?
Sheaths?
Sheaths?
I don't know.
I like that word. Why is it called a sheath?
Like a sword
say
has
sheath,
a
sheath. But sheath. Say it plural. Sheaths. That's a hard one to say. Sheaths. I don't like it. Anyway.
Spell it. Can you spell it?
I'm sure it's S-H-E-A-T-H-S. Sheaths.
Could have a V. Could be a T-H. Who knows?
A V?
I don't know.
Sheaves?
Sheaves.
That sounds like a disease or like an infection.
Ask sheaves.
That sounds like I got sheaves.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's itchy, you know? Like,
it's
anyway,
going around.
Flynn friggin' hates a book cover. Like, for his birthday, I remember he got a book from someone, or Christmas or something, and he opened it. He was so excited about the book and, like, immediately ripped the cover. Not ripped, but just, like, took it. Like, he can't even have it on his book for more than 2 seconds. And we finally got a library membership or whatever it's called.
Oh,
library
no.
card recently.
Yeah.
And he was so excited because he got this like cookbook and he's like so excited to cook whatever. And I'm like checking out the book.
Yeah.
And she's like, here you go. And like, I'm still in the process of checking out. And he's desperately trying to rip but like there's tape that keeps the sheath, if you will, on the book.
I don't think that's what they call them. Yeah.
Trying to get it off. Like he's trying to, and I was like, no, we got to keep the tape on, sweetie. And he was like, no, I need to take this off.
Yeah.
And
it's
I was
like a thing. It's like you and stickers. He's like, get this off.
He's like, it needs to be off this book. Like, I can't have it on my book. And I'm like, you have to keep it on. This is not
what's
our book.
Publisher. I mean, sure. Like, surely that's a huge expense. Like if I worked at a publishing house and I was like a CEO, I would be like, we're not doing sheaths anymore since we're calling them that. We're not doing sheaths anymore and we're saving our company $2 million
a
year.
It's way cheaper to print out on a paper like the cover and all the colors and everything than to print it on to like cardboard. You know?
What do we need? It's words on
cardboard or paper.
We can sell a lot more books if it's like a colorful, bright.
Oh, you can't put like a photo on it.
Well, you
like
could.
I'm sorry, I don't have a New York Times bestseller. I don't know about.
No, you can, but it's more expensive than like just printing out a book. I think. I mean, I'm not a scientist, but like I feel like that's the reason. Anyway, before we go, I wanted to read some of the comments on our first episode back, because there were so many lovely comments and it was wonderful to read through them. And I'm
really
extremely confident that Eric read not one, because
I didn't even know. I know we were.
You probably didn't even know that it went up.
I know we recorded one. I didn't know.
Exactly.
And you're like, hey, we're recording it. And I was like, oh, for what?
So I wanted to read you the top comment on our first episode back.
Oh, I have no idea what this could possibly be. Okay.
Anyone else mostly here for Eric? Like, love Colleen, but I missed Eric so much. It has 508 likes. Everyone missed you so much.
Where have I been? I've been here.
Well, that's very nice.
And then the other top comment, unfortunately for us, is critique. I low-key think I like the other setup with only one camera angle better. It was darker and cozier, felt more personal. Yeah. We're still working on this. We're trying to figure out how we want to do it and how we want to go about it. You'll notice it's a little different this week than it was last week. We might change locations completely. The thing is, the how it was before, just the one camera, I was uncomfortable in that. It was like tight and like we were in like office chairs and it just wasn't, I want it to be more cozy. I want to be like sitting on a cozy couch or sitting on a cozy chair, you know? So we're still trying to figure it out. And, but we appreciate the kind criticism. And some people said they really liked this new setup better, but anyway, we're figuring it out. And thanks for helping us figure that out. Let's see, the other top comment. I'm so happy to have you guys back. This is from Cheska Rockwell. Sorry, I guess I should have been saying these people's names. Relax used to be my go-to companion. It was truly missed. MZKB99 said,
nice.
I was excited for your Lions. I'll be rooting for my 49ers tomorrow. I don't know if they won or not.
They did. They didn't want to. Well, when we're recording this, they just, in a great game, they came back with a minute left and
The 49ers?
Yeah. So, the Lions... I mean, this will already be out, but like the Lions play the divisional round tomorrow. I'm very stressed about it. But if they win, then they'll play your 49ers. And if that happens, it'll be in San Francisco. And I might just have to get in a car and drive up there and pay Taylor Swift ticket prices to see that, man. Oh,
okay.
Did you know that is the case?
No, I didn't.
I got to knock on some wood.
Okay, here's another one. Swifty Club 1989, hi, I love you, first of all, said, I have only ever said Jaguar. You're not alone, Colleen. Because I obviously said it weird in the last episode.
Jaguar.
And then Katha TTI one, I don't know, I'm sure I'm saying whatever your name actually, Cat Hattie? Anyway, I was an adult when I learned that fireflies were real. I'm from Australia, and when I lived in Japan, my friend invited me to go hunting for fireflies, and I didn't believe them. They're pretty magical, to be fair.
Right. And there's lots of animals like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So narwhals, fireflies. Yeah. In New Jersey, when I was a little kid, we had lots of fireflies. It's a core memory. It's like locked in there that I was a very small child, and I had a jar and was with my friends and family, and we were catching these bugs that lit up.
It's so cool.
Isn't that wild?
I didn't get to have that as a kid. I'm so jealous that you got to have that.
Yeah.
We got a lot of requests to order a bunch of fruit salads.
Still?
Yeah.
This isn't settled.
It's apparently not. So, okay. You know, people are still talking about the fruit salad.
I feel like I could still win this.
Eric, you've been eating some bougie fruit salad.
Why?
It's mostly cantaloupe honeydew because they're cheap. Strawberries, if they're on sale, soggy grapes for sure. Why are they soggy? I'll never know, but they are. Blueberries, never. Maybe some apple occasionally. Fruit salad is the cheap fruits.
I'm not ordering fruit salads. Like these are like, they. It comes with, you know.
You know, this whole thing started because you were ordering fruit salads.
Never, didn't order. No, they just come, they like, last, if, like I think I was talking about like my last, if I had an option for a last meal, it might be an Eggs Benedict. And when you order an Eggs Benedict, they're just like, you also like you ordered this Eggs Benedict. Sorry that it comes all gross in this to-go container and is all wet now. So we're going to put a little cup of strawberries and blueberries.
Blueberries?
I don't know. There's just never any,
melons. But it's fair. I concede. And you all are right.
No,
and
don't concede. There's still a chance because we're going to... We're going to order them. Okay. Shelly Jacobs said, fruit salads are predominantly cantaloupe, honeydew, watermelon, grapes, pineapple, especially the ones sold in the grocery store.
What is Shelly's credentials in the fruit salad world?
I don't know.
She sounds like she knows because she works in fruit salad.
Couldn't tell you.
She's part of Big Fruit Salad, and this is the lie.
I couldn't tell you, but...
I don't agree, Shelly.
I'm just going to read a couple more here.
But thanks.
Sarah said, I'm jealous of the leather chair. And Eric loves this leather chair. It's a beautiful, big, cozy leather chair. I have an issue with it, that it is so big and cozy and wonderful and low. Name? This is Sarah.
Sarah, thank you. And you're correct to like this chair. And it feels like I'm sitting in my grandfather's baseball glove. And it's secondhand. I found it at like a used, like, cool... place consignment. I was trying to think of the word consignment. It was a consignment, yeah. Like used place. And I saw it and I sat in it. Me and you and Flynn were there and I was like, this is amazing. And I think I said that same thing mm-hmm. about it's like being in my grandfather's, sitting in my grandfather's baseball glove. Like, it was so awesome. And then I got up and I was like, I love that chair. I was thinking about that chair, blah, blah, blah. And we like walked around the store somewhere. And then I saw a couple and the guy was sitting in the chair and he was telling his significant other, essentially the same thing. And then I was like, it's really good. Right. And then me and this random stranger were talking about how much we love that chair. And he was like, I was like, I might come back and get it. And he's like, no, don't. And I was like, I might not. He's like, well, I might beat you to, you know, and we were like kind of fighting like over having this bit. Like kind of pleasant conversation about it. And then we went home and then immediately said, I'm going to go back and get that chair. And I did.
Yes.
I even took seats out of our car knowing that I was going to go back and get it. So that's I can awesome. Fit it into our car. And now it's in our house.
My only issue is that now I need to find a cool chair. That's like my vibe. That's like the same level. Cause every chair I'm in, I feel like a lot higher than you. And
just like a big fluffy, sparkly.
I need something low down though. Cause yours it's yeah, sparkly, fluffy, cozy. I don't know. We'll find something.
Yeah.
Okay. Angela said, Eric is so funny. What a wonderful husband. Also, I agree. He is the best of the best of the best. And
they were listening to this podcast.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't know. I love you. And I love when other people love you.
Angela. That's fair. You guys made me feel good. Okay.
Yeah. You're the best. Kylie said, oh my gosh, I miss this so much. When my 3-year-old was a baby, I used to sing the relax song to her at night to get her to sleep. This makes me so happy to see you guys back. And the reason I wanted in on that one is because we are hoping to rewrite the intro to the relax intro and outro song.
Yeah.
Because when we wrote it and when we first made it, we were in the middle of a pandemic and that's kind of what the intro was about.
Yeah. We started this like, because we literally were locked in our house. It was like the beginning of the pandemic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were like, what can we do? That's fun.
Yeah.
Stuck in our house. And so we're like, what if we did a podcast?
Right.
And that's where the song came from.
Right. But you know, things are different now. And so we wrote some different lyrics, but I thought, you know what, you know, who's smarter than us is the people who listen to this podcast. And I thought Certainly. It would be fun to have you guys help us come up with lyrics to our intro and outro song. So if you have any suggestions, leave them in the comments below. And if you just want to say something nice, because it was really nice to read through all the comments. We were excited to start the podcast again. And it was nice to see that other people were excited too. So thank you for all your sweet comments and thanks for listening. And I guess we'll see you next week where we'll talk about nothing.
Happy.
Happy?
Yeah.
Talk about nothing happy?
No, just saying how I was feeling.
Oh, that's how you express your feelings. You just say feeling.
I just go, yeah, when I'm feeling something, I just say the emotion out loud.
Literally, I'm mid-sentence and you just go, happy.
No, that made me feel, I haven't got to do it in a while. It just, you didn't tell me you were going to read come. I didn't, I was a bit overwhelmed, but
that's very nice. Are you crying a little bit?
No.
I love me.
I'm not.
I want to give you smooches.
Give them.
I love you.
Okay.
You People
heard.
Love
you. Heard
you.
Her. Goodbye.
Bye. You can relax. That's the name of our podcast.